Well, in these times of the COVID-19 pandemic, restrictions continue to ease and life is slowly creeping back to something like normal. Dr. Norman Swan joins us now. He is the host of The Health Report, of course, and also of the ABC's CoronaCast podcast. Norman, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
It's the 1st of June today, the start of winter, official day of winter. We know there are more cases of colds and flu in colder months, and I can attest to that recently. Do you think we're likely to see an uptick in COVID-19 cases with the weather too, though, Norman? Is there any connection?
Well, I looked into this a couple of weeks ago on 7:30, and the experts differ on this, although they're not too sure. Where it lands is that most experts think that there will be an uptick because coronaviruses do generally become commoner in winter. The environment tends to appeal to the virus. It also, people stay indoors a bit more because it's colder. So there's a general behavioural, environmental stuff going on there that would suggest that there is a facilitating environment, if you like, for coronaviruses in winter. Now, it depends on which country you're in. So if you're in a country with a lot of cases still, United Kingdom, Brazil, and what have you, but let's take Brazil particularly, Southern Hemisphere, coming into winter, you're probably not going to notice the difference of winter because it's a small percentage addition compared to the overwhelming number of infections. But we could notice the effect in Australia because we've got small numbers of cases, and then an extra blip on this would be noticed, maybe 20%. So the answer is, we could see a small rise in winter, but it won't be vast.
And how accurate are the results we're sort of praising ourselves about at the moment? Because there's been a study released showing a high false negative rate in COVID-19 testing. Does this overseas study suggest people who are carrying the virus aren't testing positive? What's going on?
Yeah, well, that's right. False negative rate, which means you're carrying the virus, but you're not showing up positive on the test. And this is not just one. This is a US study. And it's what they've done is they've reviewed 7 studies. A little bit of context here. When a new test comes onto the pathology, into pathology labs, it's usually well tested. They know what the error rate is, and they adjust accordingly in terms of the range of positive negatives. So you're going for a cholesterol result, they know if your cholesterol is 5, it's going to be between 5.1 and 4.9, and so on and so forth. We haven't had time to do that for the PCR test, the nose swab and throat swab. So they've reviewed 7 studies and also extrapolated statistically from those 7 studies to see what the accuracy was. And it's quite astounding and reasonably consistent. 5 days before, so you're infected and positive, 5 days before your symptoms come out, there's actually a 100% false negative rate. I mean, it's extraordinary. It's really high. Day 4, in other words, 4 days before symptoms comes out, it drops to 67%. That means 67% of people who actually have the virus are not showing up positive. And it drops down to 30, it's still 38% the day symptoms come out. And about 3 days after symptoms comes out, the false negative rate goes down to 20%.
Still, that's quite high.
And it goes up to 66% again at day 21, because you do have the virus for a long time. So if that's, we don't know what the performance of the Australian tests are, but there's 7 different studies. It's likely that we've got a significant false negative rate. So what does that mean? Well, it means proof in the pudding's in the eating. We, with that false negative rate, and assume that it's similar in Australia, we've done not too badly in controlling it. So the majority of people, round about the time of symptoms, when they test negative, are negative, but there's a significant negative. So what does this mean? Well, if you have symptoms, particularly something like loss of taste, you should consider yourself to have COVID-19 until proven otherwise, and certainly go out and get tested with the slightest symptom. But if you think that you've got COVID-19 and you come up negative, don't accept negative. Go and have another test. We probably do need repeat testing to be sure that you're okay to come out of quarantine, but that you're absolutely negative.
Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Norman Swan, host of The Health Report here on RN at 5:30 this afternoon and every Monday, and host of the ABC's CoronaCast podcast, which has performed such a great, great community service through this. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 9.